From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. A new report from the Missouri Hospital Association finds the rate of job turnover in nurses and other hospital professionals is increasing. As Sarah Fenton reports, nursing assistants had the highest turnover rate in the state.
The report used data from 140 hospitals. It found close to 18% of people in healthcare professions left the organization where they worked in 2017. That's up from 16% in the previous year. Turnover was especially common for nursing assistants. Nearly a third of people working as nursing support left their job. Bedside RNs also had a high rate of turnover. Jill Williams is director of workforce initiatives for the Missouri Hospital Association. She says turnover isn't always bad for workers.
They could be seeking other employment opportunities for maybe better pay or better benefits, but it also could be, you know, new roles opening up.
But the report says turnover can be costly for organizations, and it can lead to inconsistent patient care. I'm Sarah Fenton, St. Louis Public Radio.
Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill and her Republican challenger Josh Hawley sparred yesterday about how they will debate. During his victory speech after the Tuesday primaries, Hawley said he wanted to debate with McCaskill without a moderator, quote, on the back of a truck. During a stop in Springfield yesterday, McCaskill accused Hawley of trying to avoid talking about the issues Missourians care about.
They care more about where he stands on pre-existing conditions than they care about where we debate. Of course we're going to debate.
McCaskill said she wants to hold town hall debates where the public and the media have a chance to ask questions. According to McCaskill, her team began working with media Wednesday on scheduling debates. Hawley said town halls are, quote, a good start, but Missourians deserve more. In a letter Wednesday to McCaskill, he said he wants the public to watch as he and his opponent question each other directly with, quote, no stifling rules, no buzzers or bells, no pundits or moderators. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill continued her tour of Missouri yesterday, stopping in Springfield to speak out about the tariffs President Trump has imposed on other countries. McCaskill says she and other legislators support going after China when it cheats. She pointed to wins in the International Trade Court when she's testified on behalf of Missouri manufacturers. But according to McCaskill, resources weren't in place to enforce those judgments.
We could go after this problem with a scalpel and make some real progress, but what's being done now is using a 2x4. And when you use a 2x4, there's a lot of unintended consequences.
Her focus at the Springfield stop was on the impact of the tariffs on farmers. Dale Edmondson, a farmer in Polk County since 1951, says this may be the first year they'll go in the red.
I have survived droughts, I have survived high interest, and I've survived a lot of things, but I don't know where we can survive this trade war or not, specifically soybeans.
McCaskill says Missouri has spent years and millions of dollars developing a market in China for Missouri soybeans, and that market is going away. The question now, according to McCaskill, is whether or not it will get the market back and how to replace the Chinese market with another location where farmers can sell their beans. 4 years after the deadly police shooting that resulted in unrest in Ferguson, a black city councilman scored an election upset and ousted the white prosecutor criticized over his handling of the case. Wesley Bell's defeat of seven-term St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCulloch in Tuesday's Democratic contest all but assures Bell's victory in November. There is no Republican candidate. Bell said his platform full of reforms, such as holding police more accountable, resonated with voters. The election was also seen as a referendum on McCulloch's handling of the investigation of the white officer who killed Michael Brown, an 18-year-old unarmed black man. A grand jury did not indict Officer Darren Wilson, and many protesters accused McCulloch of guiding the panel to its decision. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.